Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkohl. On today's program, it's part one of a conversation with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley to recap Monday's school board meeting.
Recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. The meeting started off kind of in kind of a fun fashion with a student giving a little bit of a presentation about the Spanish Club. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Carter came in, and I greatly admire our students in the last few years who have taken it upon themselves to figure out a new club or an area of passion that they have that they want to bring to our attention. They're willing to actually do the work to create the new club. We've had an GSA club and an art club and now a Spanish club. So Abby and Carter were the two, I think, that kind of had the idea and created a proposal that they put together and presented to our Spanish teachers as well as our activities director. They are leading the charges on this, and we now have a rejuvenated Spanish club. Years ago, I believe we had a Spanish club, and I think interest went down a little bit and some other things happened with finances and not being able to take some major trips. And so it just kind of fizzled out. And now kids are the ones that are bringing it back. And that's really exciting to me. So he presented some of the things that they wanted to do to learn more about culture and food and some of the history. And they know they get the language in school. Some of these other things, though, that they're really interested in learning as an after-school club just provides one more opportunity for kids to get involved if they aren't interested in some of the other offerings that we have. So, it's just giving one more thing for our kids to choose to do, and it's being driven by students, and that's really exciting.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure it's always fulfilling to see students actually come to the school board meetings and present, too, I'm sure.
One of my favorite parts of all time is having students come and share what they're learning, what they're being able to do with our board. And I think it's really rewarding to the board because a lot of times they have had to give permission of some sort or authority for them to move forward. And to see the excitement on kids' face in front of the board, it really helps bring that full circle of what they're volunteering to do on a monthly basis. And they don't get paid. And so being able to recognize and see the rewards from a student perspective is just really heartwarming.
Awesome. Well, the next item on the agenda was the district facilities usage guidelines with the COVID guidelines and everything. I understand that was passed and you're going to be able to open things back up, right?
Yeah. So we had tabled this from a previous meeting. We really wanted the board to have a discussion about it. And after that first meeting, we got our facilities committee together to have a little bit more lengthy discussion and come up with a recommendation to bring to the board. We brought that recommendation to the board last night and really created a tiered system for opening our facilities back up to community groups to use. So we're looking at that right now to start up in November, so November 1st. We actually will look at this at our next October board meeting just to make sure that if we're able to move that date up at all for some small groups to use facilities, we will try to do that. We'll try to accommodate the best we can. But I think just what everybody needs to know is a lot of the dates included in that recommendation are tentative and subject to change based on anything that's happening with the COVID-19 pandemic.
All right. Well, and Craig, you also gave the annual financial report. I'm sure a lot to go over there. What are kind of some of the key points there?
To be honest with you, the key points are that 1920 actually ended up very well for us from a financial standpoint. All of the financial ratios and metrics that I look at on an annual basis were all positive for the district. Even through the COVID-19 pandemic so far, we were able to end the year positively and really set our district up well going into the next year or two, where there is so much uncertainty of, how long is the pandemic going to go on for? What is the impact going to be on a state level from the state economy that we all know trickles down to public school districts with how much supplemental aid we're able to get through the legislative process? So I think we're setting ourselves up good for the future and be able to handle those adversities in the future without having to make too many changes.
I'd like to give Craig credit too, because I think in the last several years, we have been very intentional about making sure we're spending the money we're given today on the kids that we're serving today, we want to ensure they have all of the opportunities and the resources, and that's what that money is for. At the same time, being very cautious and conservative on any extra spending, because we needed to make sure that we have the safety net for when things happen, and if the economy isn't as strong, or if something like COVID-19, we had no idea if we would be getting stimulus money, but we definitely had some cost with mitigation. We have done a great job of building up our reserves and that safety net for those time periods. At the same time, we've spent good money on educating kids each year, and to Craig's credit, he has done a nice job of making sure that we are keeping both of those things in line, so that if things here in the near future get a little tighter, I think Knoxville is going to be able to weather that storm very well and continue to be providing all those activities for students.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. Part two of this conversation airs on tomorrow's Let's Talk Knoxville. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past programs, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.